It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Brock, Hunter.
What's up, man?
It is the Plan B After Show podcast. Very special guest with us, the one and only Johnny Greaser.
My man.
Extra greasy this morning.
Yeah. An extra emphasis on the special.
Yeah, that's right. Special and greasy.
He just slid right in, man.
My mom dropped me off.
Oh, God. You guys here to do the podcast? All right, let's get right to it. So I wanted to talk about, you actually brought this, you brought this to my attention, Hunter, and I was like, oh, I saw that video. Now, I don't know if Johnny has seen it, so we'll just kind of give him a visual.
Well, okay? Let's go back a few years. So Tiger Woods, that's who we're going to be talking about this morning. Tiger Woods got a DUI, and it wasn't drinking alcohol. He got a DUI.
That wasn't a couple years ago. That was 2018, wasn't it?
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I don't
where
know.
He got busted with the one mugshot, you know?
Was it the last year or the year before?
Yeah.
Anyway, he got a DUI for prescription meds?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
It was driving under the influence.
Yeah, back when he probably had the back severe issues. Back issues.
Yeah.
So he got a mugshot taken, and it was a very rough-looking mugshot, and it bounced around the internet for a while. And so what we're getting to, there was a guy, was it the Players Championship?
I think so, yeah.
It was this past weekend. A guy had a T-shirt with that mugshot on.
With that picture right there on it.
I see
so that picture on a T-shirt. And so the video is Tiger Woods walking out, getting it all tee off the first tee, and he sees the T-shirt.
Oh, no.
But he smiled. He smiled, looked at the guy, smiled, and just kept walking.
Yep.
And so it brings us to the question, is the guy a dick for wearing that T-shirt? What do you think, Johnny?
I kind of feel like it was something to psych him out a little bit. You know?
It was, and you see the guy, he's all like his friends videoing, so they're looking for a reaction.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, what are you looking for at that point? You're looking for Tiger to hit you with a golf club? Are you hoping he laughs? And so Tiger walks by. He doesn't really look at the guy. You can see him. He's probably out of the corner of his eye. He's like, all right. And he smirks it off. And then the guy turns to his friends and says, you know?
And which they were laughing, having a good time. So which tells me is they were doing it as a joke.
Was this a normal-sized guy or was this a big guy? Because I imagine the one boss guy from Happy Gilmore, the
Mr.
guns
Larson?
Don't kill people, people kill people.
Yeah, no, he's a normal-sized guy. You know, okay. I mean, nothing. He kind of looked like a Chad, like a bro.
Didn't have a nail in his head.
No, not that. For me, here's the thing is I am a firm believer in practical jokes. I love razzing my friends. Mm-hmm. Found out recently that there's some people that just can't hack it. Mm-hmm. They get very upset when you make fun of them, apparently.
Yeah.
So there's a part of me that's like, well, you know, I joke around with you. I make fun of you. Johnny, we have a good time.
Wait, you make fun of me?
Well, not when you're around.
Okay.
So am I being hypocritical by saying that I think this guy is a dick? And the reason being is...
Time and place,
exactly. Yeah. Tiger is there focusing on his job. That's his job. Now, it's he's just golfing, big whoop. But no, that's his profession. That's what he chose to do. He spent a lot of hours perfecting that to be a top performer, to be one of the best to ever play, mm-hmm. if not the best to ever play the game. Okay, so basically, you're at his office, mm-hmm. okay? Also, it's a mugshot of a rough time mm-hmm. in Tiger's life, okay? That's not something that he's proud of, I'm sure of. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, it'd be different than, I don't know, I guess.
Here you go. So I'm on the same page.
I think the guy's being a dick.
Before we kicked off this podcast, I think we agreed that we are on the same page with this. I just thought of something, though, that might change my mind. What is the difference between that and somebody holding up a Steph Curry full-size?
I was just going to say that, you know, like somebody
behind
in the
backboard, you know, while they're shooting a free throw. You know, is it different?
I guess, though, because that's not taking a dark time. That's just taking
that's
guy's
the
face.
Difference.
Say it's Ben Roethlisberger at Steelers, whatever field, and somebody's right there in the end zone or right near the sideline with his mugshot.
With his
or
mugshot.
Some sort of
a sign that says no means no, Roethlisberger.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Or something like that. Any athlete that has had any sort of run-in with the law, which, depending on the sport, it's more than the others.
Yeah. It's like having a puppy next to Michael Vick. You know, you just don't do. You break.
Right? Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the time and the place, and there's a class
now,
level.
But. Now, do you say, well, hey, he messed up tough noogies, I'm gonna shine a light on it. But I guess it would be like, okay, let's say this guy has a mugshot and Tiger goes to this guy's office wearing wearing his mugshot on a shirt. I guess that's where I kind of look at it. Here's a guy who's obviously looking for attention.
Yeah, if the roles were reversed.
They're looking for a reaction. And I mean, what if Tiger would have been like, fuck you, man. You know, like, how did you? Well, I mean, it's understandable. It's like, what are you doing? Trying to make me feel bad about something that happened a while ago? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know.
But athletes deal with those situations. Golf, less than that, because, I mean, most of the time
there's
a dress code of some kind at most golf places. I'm surprised the guy got to the point of being in the crowd.
I bet
he probably had it underneath
something. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I don't know. I would never do that. I think it would be, because I wouldn't want someone to do that to me. Again, there's certain levels of jokes. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that say everything's on the table.
It's like when your mom shows up and holds a bag of your old pee pants during your show.
Oh!
I mean, how are you going to feel about that?
She did that one time and it really hurt my feelings.
Hey. You got your pee pants.
Remember when you peed your pants? Ow! People don't forget.
Yeah, you know what it does tell me, though? That Tiger's over it. That he's moved on.
Well,
and that he's ready to get back to the old Tiger, man.
When you're one of the best golfers in the world and probably the best to ever play the game in big aspects of thing, and you're worth still millions of dollars, you can laugh off a mugshot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he should just laugh it off, much like Britney Spears and her shaved head situation.
Yeah, because she's killing it now in Vegas.
Yeah,
for God's
sake. There's somebody in the crowd that's got that mugshot. Their T-shirt, so, or they're gonna at least walking down the strip with it on.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell. Is a guy was obviously looking for a reaction. He was looking to get views online, getting people talking about it, and it's out there now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think Tiger was good. Just kind of scoffing at it.
I don't think it's bothering him too much. So the guy's playing some golf, man. He made a big mistake this past weekend, but he honestly had the best round on Sunday.
Yeah,
and I think that's when it happened.
Yeah.
But obviously, it didn't affect him that much.
No. And give him motivation. So, you guys ever been arrested in any mugshots for you guys?
You been to jail, Johnny?
Have you been to jail, Johnny?
Been to jail, but never been arrested.
Never been arrested.
Wait,
conjugal
go
visit?
Go there on tours. Yeah, just for fun. Sit in the back of cop cars to see what it feels like.
Just see what it's about.
What about you? Have you ever been to jail?
Never been to jail. Never been arrested.
You
never been to jail.
You don't have a mugshot lying around?
No. And there's a part of me, that's why I've always wanted to be arrested for criminal mischief just because I love. What were you arrested for? Criminal mischief.
What were you in there for, man?
That's a thing, man. Criminal mischief is the first time I read that, I'm like, what?
I'm in here for criminal shenanigans.
That's a thing? Actually, what constitutes...
I mean, really anything. I mean, doing something like that, what the guy did, that's considered mischief.
Probably. So I've always wanted to be arrested for, like, criminal, nothing serious. No, not like, nothing bad, not like drunk driving or anything like that. You know, like, but something silly, like, oh, he peed in a park. Actually, that can get real serious.
No, that's,
you got to be careful with public
urination. That's different level there, man.
I had a bunch of buddies that went to jail for shooting off fireworks.
See, like that. Like something like that would be fine. As long as you didn't burn down anything or hurt anybody. All right. Criminal mischief or malicious mischief is a specific name for different criminal offenses in a number of different jurisdictions.
Okay. That means nothing.
The United States criminal law mischief is an offense against property that does not involve conversion, damage, defacement, alteration, destruction of property. Common forms include vandalism, graffiti, destruction of property other than arson.
So if you TP'd somebody's house and got caught,
I could get criminal mischief.
You would get criminal or egging a house or something.
So when
like
we
that.
TP Pat Mooney's house,
yes,
we're going
to jail. Just wait for the cops. Criminal mischief.
Yes,
I just think that'd be fun, and then get some mug shots, and then we could put those on T-shirts.
Yeah. You know what you could do is you could just go. Being who you are, you could just go to the police station and say,
"That guy, actually,
will you take my picture?
Can I get a legit mugshot?
Give me a
here?
Mugshot. I already got a mugshot.
Stay
actually.
Up for like 3 days.
Yeah,
drink a lot.
Yeah,
And then have somebody just drop you off,
and then someday, and then we'll sell T-shirts that people can wear with our mugshots on them.
There you go.
I think that's the next ugly sweater.
Oh, mug with our mugshot. Oh, my God. Dude.
It's a mugshot Christmas.
That's perfect.
That's hilarious.
That is perfect. Yes.
You know?
Yes, and I'll just smirk it off. So, all right. Well, now we got our idea for that. mug shots.
You go right now, honestly. Yeah, honestly.
You son of a bitch.
You look like Phil.
You disgusting son of a bitch. All right. Well, Johnny, thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate it. There's a time and a place, I guess, for mug shots.
Yeah.
Maybe not on the golf course. Maybe on the golf course. I don't know. Man. All right, make sure you explore more on this website where you found the podcast, WIRX.com. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Or if you want to listen to Johnny, I'll give you a plug. Johnny, what else are you on?
There are two places.
Two places? Yes. You're all over the place.
I'm everywhere.
You are such a radio station slut.
98.3 or 97.5.
There
man.
You go.
I'm everywhere.
Greasy just sliding in everywhere, man. Don't even know who you are anymore. All right, everyone. We'll see you next time.
And you still don't know that I haven't been to jail.
Hey, you haven't been to jail?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you.
You wouldn't last in jail.